Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
International Women's Month, ika nga, we're championing, di ba, ang kontribusyon ng mga kababaihan. Mm-hmm. Ayan, ito pag-uusapan natin. Syempre ngayong buwan na ito at ngayong unang weekend.
Yes.
March.
Oo.
Odette, nabanggit mo sa intro kanina, superwoman, ika nga, super nanay.
I know. O siya na, no? Mm-hmm. Binanggit mo yung kanyang mga nagawa or ginagawa, parang iniisip ko, paano niya ginagawang lahat ng yan? Ako nga, parang isang bagay na hirapan akong i-achieve.
Ito, di ba? At ayun, kung ikaw na-imagine mga, di ba, ano pa sa aming mga kalalakihan na parang, kasi dati parang, uy, mga lalaki, brusko, kaya lahat gawin, mm-hmm. di ba? Mga misis daw, di ba? So, sabi nila dati, ako sa bahay, mas okay na siguro pahinga sa bahay or gawin yung mga, pero iba na ngayon, di ba? Mm-hmm. Siyempre, bugbago ang panahon, lumilipas, at nakita natin na yung ginagawa dati ng mga lalaki lang, siyempre, aba, mas higit pa yata na nagagawa ng mga kababaihan din. Sabi nila, they're doing it even like better. At mm-hmm. itong ating guest.
Inaamin mo ba yun, Dan?
In some ways, baka, oo, mahirap na. Pero, di totoo yan.
Diba?
I think, wala na ngayong, alam mo yung pagkakaiba talaga. Mm-hmm. Diba?
We're breaking the bias ating, ngayon, di ba?
Totoo yan. At itong ating super nanay na bisita ngayong umaga, ito, nabanggit mo kanina, juggling motherhood, tapos ang kanyang career. Mm-hmm. So, may family at career. At hindi lang po isang trabaho. Ano ang kanyang ginagawa. Siyempre, siya po ay isang engineer, alam na natin, male-dominated tong industry nito. Mm-hmm. Like noon pa, di ba? Pero ngayon, you know, nagle-level na yung playing field. Anong kanyang ginawa doon, experience na dyan, di ba? Isa rin siyang businesswoman.
Wow!
Online personal shopper ng mga artista sa Pilipinas. So, isipin mo
love yung, that.
Alam mo yung logistics yan. At, higit dyan, mother of three. At isang loving wife.
Wow!
So, paano ba nababa? Hindi ko alam. Hindi na mabilang sa kamay ko ang kanyang binibit na ginagawa. Nakoy, welcome na po natin ang ating special guest ngayon pong umaga. Let's call in Miss Eileen. Welcome to the show, Eileen.
Good morning.
Hello. Morning.
Hello.
Good morning po.
Ayun.
Hi.
Ayan. Good morning, Eileen. Mula pa sa Perth, Western Australia. Kasama natin Eileen. Eileen, batiin mo muna yung ating mga tagapakinig.
Hello, good morning po sa lahat ng nakikinig. I'm from Perth. Ayun po, maaraw po dito ngayon. Mm. Live po dyan sa East Batia. Stay safe po dyan sa mga ano nangyayaring pag-ulan tsaka flooding.
Oo, salamat naman. Ayan.
Maraming salamat. Oo. At yun, nagbukas na rin yung borders ng ano, ng Western Australia, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Oo. Opo.
Pero Eileen, talagang grabe, parang na-amaze kami sa mga ginagawa mo bilang isang babae, no? Because as Dan mentioned earlier, since we're celebrating the International Women's Month, isa ka sa mga naisip namin na perfect talagang maging guest ngayong araw. Kasi nga, you're working in a male-dominated industry as an engineer, isa kang businesswoman, you own a few franchise businesses from Philippines, and you have businesses in the Philippines din na iniisip pa, at online personal shopper ka din ng mga Filipino celebrities. To name some, we have Catherine Bernardo and Heart Evangelista. And not only that, mother of three at isa pang napakalambing na may bahay. Okay, so can you tell us about your humble beginnings? Kailan ka ba dumating dito sa Australia at bakit kayo lumipat?
Opo, nag-migrate po kami dito in 2012. So magka-10 years na po kami this year. Thank God. So I was 29 that time. Wala pa akong plan na mag-migrate, but then my partner encouraged me to apply. Mm-hmm. Kaya po doon po nag-start, but he was the one who really encouraged me kasi wala pa akong kaplan sa buhay.
No,
I was only 29. I was happy in the Philippines with my job and my career, but then I did not know that outside Philippines there's a more better opportunity. So that's why we moved to Australia. Yun po.
Wow. Okay, so taking that risk na parang, oy, hindi ko naman talaga alam kung anong mangyayari sa akin dito or sa amin, pero you're here now.
Yeah.
Diba? Pwede mong kwento mo sa amin. Pagdating mo dito, ano ba yung work mo, same ba, nung ginagawa mo sa Pilipinas? What was the experience?
Opo. Yes. Syempre, gusto kong maging sigurista kasi breadwinner ako. So I did not move without a job. So I was in Singapore that time. I was working as an engineer already at Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Then I applied here may visa na po kami noon pero ayoko pang mag-migrate kasi nga wala naman kaming work pagdating. So I applied and luckily I was interviewed on parang nag-fly ako sa Melbourne one day lang balikan.
Wow.
For interview. Yes, for interview lang po. And then I went back kasi may work ako kinabukasan sa Singapore. Kaya I just flew to Melbourne just to attend the interview, the face-to-face interview. And luckily, I landed on the job. The same job that I still have now. So, 10 years ako dun sa company who hired me in Australia. So, okay. I did not move to any other jobs that time. So, until now po, nandun ako sa industry na yun. So, just for info po, yung aking pong work is for oil and gas company. So, okay. Yun po yung industry.
Ano specific field ng engineering? Sorry. Ano specific field ng engineering ito, Aileen?
So, nag-graduate ako sa Philippines sa St. Louis University, electronics engineering. So, ang ginagawa ko sa projects namin for oil and gas, kami po yung mga yung mga parang sa communications like meter receiver within the plant, we are like the heart of the plant. Kami yung papagana nung planta. Yun po yung nature ng job ko. So parang kami yung brain and heart of the plant where yung mga communication system, yung mga ganun po. Yun po yun.
Alam mo, yun yung tatanong ko kanina, no? Parang na-curious ako. So marami kasing klase ng engineer, diba? So yep. Nasabi na niya na ito yung field na yun, diba? So pag sinabi kasi, kahit sa Pilipinas, no? And even like noon, pag sinabi engineer, uy, naisip mo agad, imagine mo minsan, lalaki, may hard hat. Oh, alam mo yung gano'n, di ba? And oh, laging gano'n yung yung view nun dati. Pero mula ba noon and then hanggang ngayon, di ba, naging engineer ka pa rin dito, was it still male-dominated yung field, yung workplace
yung
mo?
Environment.
And then how did you cope? Paano naging treatment sa'yo doon?
Yeah, because I've just been like working parang 7 years sa Philippines and then overseas parang 2 years ganon. Tapos I thought I'm used to like a male dominated company na kasi parang 1 out of 10 male merong isang woman. Tapos dun sa company ko kasi it was hard kasi lahat sila Aussie and then halo-halo pala. So European, Australian, ganyan. So hindi mo maiwasan yung parang madi-discriminate ka kasi for a long time in our company, yung department namin parang iisa ko lang na girl. So it was hard kasi nga hindi mo maintindihan kung welcome ka ba or hindi. I've experienced that before when I started. But now, hindi na po ganun ka, kasi syempre matagal na ako sa company. But then, looking back when I was starting, it was quite difficult. Kasi you need to prove yourself eh. Kasi
that's right.
For me, that time, I was just young, I was just 29, ganyan. So, they would think na wala kang experience. Ganun, mga ganun tong level ng discrimination, but not too harsh naman. So, what I did is that motivated me in my career. I studied harder, I worked harder. Kaya po yun, kaya sabi ko, siguro ganito talaga yung challenge para sa akin, just to prove myself. And then, I fulfilled naman yung na-achieve ko naman yung level na expectation nila so far. So I accepted some awards, commendations from clients, wow, from the company. So that happened to me that time. So I believe in myself na parang napaniwala ko yung sarili ko na okay, I'm really welcome here na. So ganun po. Ganung level yung mga experience ko noon. But that motivated me as engineer for my career.
Ito. Quick question lang, no? Aileen, how did you assert yourself? Ika nga, like, how do you make your presence known dyan sa group na yan? Kasi sabi mo, kasi dito sa Australia, parang, uy, alarmi yan, kalalakihan, di ba? Paano mo na siguro na your voice o yung
ikaw,
yung sarili mo na, you're heard, ganyan.
Ano po, I for example, I was assigned to a project. So, what I did is I made sure na yung mga emails ko or yung mga suggestions ko or yung mga technical statements ko ay magma-matter. And luckily naman, yung mga contribution ko sa project na recognize naman ng group, and they were saying na ayun nga ang naging proof niyan yung mga commendations ko from the client. So what I did is, so we've got a group, then we've got kasi para kaming engineering procurement management construction management company, so we provide services to big clients like Woodside, mga ganon, mga BHP, mga ganon, ano ba yun? Yung mga big names po ng mga oil and gas. So we are like service, providing services. So what I did is, I made sure na meron akong relationship with the client first, mga ganon. So I did my job well na parang ma-impress yung mga, di ba tayo mga Pilipino, kung kahit anong ibigay, parang ganon, yung laging yes, parang ganon, yung tinatanggap ko lahat ng mga challenges, lahat ng mga work, kahit nag-overtime na ako, kahit na Saturday, Sunday, no, pumunta ako ng office just to finish my job. Wow. Just prove lang to them na kaya kong gawin yung mga binibigay sa akin. So, ayun po, dun ako napansin nung boss ko na, si Eileen, hardworking and napaka-patient niya kahit na Saturday, Sunday, nag-overtime siya, and she's doing well with the relationship with the client, ganyan. Yun po, yun, dun nagsimula. Kaya, from then on, parang, pinagkatiwala nila sa akin yung mga big projects. So, nagsosolo na ako ngayon sa project. Ako focal point ng mga project. Until now, kahit tatlo or apat na project po yung ibigay nila, parang hindi ako nagre-reklamo kasi I think na I can do it. Kapag hindi ko kaya sasabihin ko, but
yeah, you have
most
the voice.
Of the time, I accept the challenge and I tell them na I can do it. So,
wow. I love that. I love that. I accept the challenge, no? I think tama kasi nga sabi din ni Aileena, hardworking siya, 'di ba? We have this saying na what you reap is what you sow. Kung ano yung tinanim mo, yun yung aanihin mo. So talagang nakita nung kanyang mga head ang kanyang effort. Pero gusto ko yung rest back niya, Dan, kasi instead of feeling defeated nung mga first few years sa company. Kasi di ba kung dumaan ka sa mga discrimination, parang, ayun ako, gusto ko na umalis or magsi-self-pity ka and all. Instead of feeling that, bumangon siya. Pinush niya yung sarili niya na, you know, gumaling kung saan man siya pinland. So that's so good. It's so inspiring para sa lahat.
Totoo. And it's a perfect example na pag sinabi mo, you know, letting your actions speak for yourself. Na ito pinapakita mo, 'di ba? And tingin ko unique sa Pilipino, lalo na sa mga Pilipina. Ayan, ang mga kababaihan, yung resilience ba. And alam mo 'yon, talagang di susuko, and then I will not give up. I'll prove na kaya. Alam mo 'yon, and magagawa din, 'di ba? Kahit ano pa 'yan.
Pero
alam mo,
tanong ko lang, nag-stop ka na bang magtrabaho ng weekend? Kasi na-prove na 'yung sarili mo, no?
Good question. I started my businesses po. Slowly, staggered naman. Parang okay. Nag-stop na ako mag-work ng weekend. During that time pa nga, dinadala ko yung mga anak ko sa office eh. Ganun talaga. Ganun ko kamahal yung work ko. Yung dedication ko talaga 101%. Mm-hmm. But then on, nagkaroon ako ng mga sides. So, parang sabi ko sa boss ko, mag-overtime ako pero weekdays na lang. Yung Saturday, Sunday, hindi na. Unless really, really need na mag-overtime. Mm-hmm. But then, ayun po, yun, nag-stop na ako. And then ngayon, naka-part-time na lang ako, which is very, very happy. I'm very happy with where I'm at now sa aking work. Naka-part-time ako ngayon.
That's so good.
Perfect. O yun, nabanggit niya yung business, no? Kasi medyo nag-adjust na ngayon. Ano ba yung mga negosyo mong pinasok or what do you have right now? Ano yung, ano iba pong nakakaabalahan?
Madami-dami. I started yung nagbebenta ako ng mga bag, sapatos, ganyan. It started in 2014. It was just like a dream lang. Ewan ko ba, kasi mahilig ako sa mga sapatos, ganyan, bag. Pero hindi naman ganun ka-luxury or what. Noong 2014, nag-start ako, what if I try like selling to my friends first, ganyan. Nag-start ako mag-sell sa mga friends ko. But I could say na very, very difficult yung start ko. Kasi I even joined like yung mga barrio fiesta, mga ganun. Yung mga sasabit mo sa parang tiyangge yung mga ano.
Okay.
But all that I sell are authentic. Authentic goods mm-hmm. only. So I started to import from USA, yung mga low-end brands muna, ganyan. But it was very, very difficult to sell kasi hindi sila naniniwala sa'yo. Nobody believed me na authentic yung mga binibenta ko, ganyan. So it was so hard that time, 2014. So I had my break, parang mga 2016 na, when a celebrity or a popular DJ sa Philippines, si Miss DJ Nicole Yala, if you know her.
Si Nicole Yala, oo.
Yeah, she was my first
Oh, dami niya kasi. Nalala ko tuloy. So
yeah,
nagsusubay ka pala sa kanya.
When she bought an item from me, and then she posted me in Instagram. So that started that time. So from one follower, naging 1,000 followers ako.
Wow.
So it was like a small achievement na I celebrated that time. Kasi nga hindi ko alam kung saan pupunta yon or magpapatuloy ba ako. Kasi so many challenges that time. So hard. And then I started like 1,000 followers. And then my second break happened when 2017, when I met Heart Evangelista. That's the time, really, really the biggest break I had on personal shopping business. Mm-hmm. So until now, mm-hmm. I'm her personal shopper.
Wow.
And I'm her friend as well. So I met her, I already went to her house many times, dined with Sir Cheese Escudero, mga ganong level.
Pero mga perks so ng iyong negosyo, no?
Oh. Opo.
Alam mo, hindi mawala sa isip ko yung mm-hmm. engineer siya ngayon, tapos may tatlo siyang anak, or ganyan, nangyayari lahat to. Hindi ko alam kung saan niya siningit, pero sige. Grabe. That's an achievement. Diba?
Wow. Oh, oh. So apart from mm-hmm. being a personal shopper, meron ka din mga franchise businesses.
Opo, yun. So nagkaroon ako ng franchise business. Ano lang, pre-pandemic yun eh. 2019, I started to venture or invest on franchising. So I started to have my own camiseta store 2019. So two camiseta stores in the Philippines 2019. And then 2020, I started my own shop here in WA. Mm-hmm. That's like the Elise Cherica store where I import all my products from the Philippines. So mm-hmm. it's a multi-brand store. I import like all the clothing, camiseta, plain sand prints, ginger snaps, and then skincare, mga snail white, maganon. Tapos ngayon, I'm having Bench coming up. So I also partnered with Bench under distributor here in Australia. So kaka-pick up lang yung aking mga import.
Grabe to.
Yesterday. Yes, mga ganon po. And then 2020 yan. And then 2021, nag-expand ako. So I got more franchise stores. And then last week lang, I opened, 2022, I opened my another branch in Clark. So yung kamiseta sa SM Clark po, just opened February 28 lang. Last week lang po.
Uy, congrats. Congrats. And ito pa, Potato Corner, nandito na sa Western Australia na, dinala din ni Miss Aileen.
Yes.
At the height of the pandemic, ang dami niya nabuksang negosyo.
Opo. Wow. So I opened
Claudette, we're in the wrong industry, ika. Baka ma'am, pagka-apply na kami sa inyo. Pero
so yeah,
kidding aside,
I got the franchise for Potato Corner here in WA. I opened my first store in 2021 at the height of pandemic. Yes, September 2021 po inopen namin yung first store namin, and then we opened the second store 2022 February, and we're opening third and fourth until mid of this year.
Si Mister, ito tanongin na natin, ano ba yung role ni Mister dito at ang kanyang significance, ika nga, sa iyong journey na ito, Miss Aileen?
Ayun po. So, my husband, he's also an engineer. He's also an engineer. So, he's my biggest supporter. He's actually my rock.
Wow.
So, I think I cannot survive or I cannot work. I cannot at all do anything that I'm doing without him.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi siya yung feelings in between. Parang siya yung gumagawa ng mga hindi ko nagagawa. Sa family, in the family. So, most especially sa support sa mga kids namin. Kasi we've got 3 kids, 10 years old, 7 years old, tsaka baby pa, 3 years old na baby. So, he's the one. So, perfect tandem ba kami? Yun yung tawag. Kasi when I'm busy, he's the one doing the things na hindi ko nagagawa sa bahay, like sundo hatid sa mga kids, pagtuturo ng ano, ng lessons, ganyan. So yun po yung biggest role niya. I think I cannot survive without that support from him. Kaya po, yun yung role niya. And for the business, he's actually the operations manager ng Potato Corner. Siya yung kaaming, siya yung naglo-look after nung mga like level ng stocks ng, ng Potato Corner. So siya yung basically nagmamanage nung sa ganung level ng ano sa business namin. So,
Yeah, that's so good. I love that they're partners talaga, no? Not only in the business, but of course, in raising the family. Matanong ko lang, Miss Aileen, ilang taon na ba kayo ni Mister?
So we got married 2007. So mag-ano na kami, 12 years na kami this year.
Wow. And in that 12 years, ang daming na achieve, family, career, and of course, yung tatlong beautiful kids ninyo. And ano ba yung usually yung mga challenges na napagdadaanan ninyo? Siguro as a, let's say as a family na lang.
As a family, siguro yung ano, siguro normal naman yun sa mga families na meron talaga. Meron at meron kayong hindi pagkakaintindihan. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, yung hindi kami magkapareho ng opinion on how to like raise the kids. Ganon. Yun yung challenges eh. Mm-hmm. Kasi kung meron siyang, kunwari, if the kids throw tantrums kapag nasa labas kami ng bahay, mga ganon. Mm-hmm. Eh, yung level na hindi ko talaga ma... hindi ko ma-resolve kaagad. Like for example, maiiyak yung baby outside the house, ganyan. Yeah. Ang sasabihin lang niya sa akin, pabayaan mo lang, titigil lang din yan. Huwag mo ibibigay lahat ng gusto niya. Eh, syempre, as a nanay, pag umiiyak yung anak mo, di ba, hindi mo naman matiistis. So, ako na super lambing, ibibigay mo yung gusto niya, which is not pala good all the time. So, tama naman siya. Sabi niya, pabayaan mo lang kasi marirealize niya. Mapapagod din siyang pag-iyak. Marirealize niya na hindi naman maganda na lahat ng gusto niya na susunod. Ganon. Mm-hmm. Mga ganong level lang po. Mga ano, at the end of the day, at the end of the day naman, we learn from those challenges. So, ngayon, pag lumalabas kami, ganyan, at nagtatantrums yung bata, kakausapin mo, pag hindi pa rin tumigil, hahayaan mo lang siya kasi titigil din naman. Parang ganon. Mm-hmm. So, we learn from those challenges. Mga ganong level po ng ano, ng misunderstanding. Pero nare-resolve naman po kaagad namin.
Oh, that's good. Wala bang ano din, like si Mister sasabihin sa'yo na wala ka ng time for me. Kailan ba tayo magde-date? Wala bang mga jealous factor dyan?
Busy ka masyado. Ayan.
Ano ba yan? So, nag-uusap naman po kami kapag sinasabi kong busy ako, ganyan. Kasi minsan di mo talaga maiwasan magko-comment siya kasi even though, kunwari nasa work ako, magte-text na lang kaming dalawa. So, kahit nasa labo ako ng bahay, nasa office ko, nasa labas siya, iti-text niya ako, anong ulam natin, ganyan. So nakakatawa. So yun, nag-uusap naman po kami kapag sinasabi ko na busy ako ganyan. Mm-hmm. Tapos he will find time naman na kunwari mag-segue kami. Kunwari pupunta kami sa visiting our stores ganyan. Pag may time kami, dumadaan kami for a quick date ganyan. Mag kami and then maiiwan yung mga kids dito sa bahay with my mom. Mm-hmm. So mga takas.
Yun naman pala eh.
Para-paraan, kumbaga.
Para-paraan. Pero that is very
yung Valentine's ba? Meron ba kayong, nakapag-date ba kayo ng Valentine's Day?
Ganon.
Ayun, sorry, hindi yata narinig ni Miss Aileen. Nakapag-date po ba kayo ng Valentine's?
Ay, Valentine, hindi po. Hindi.
Hindi na, nabura na sa kalendaryo.
Wala na sigurong Valentine's Day kay Miss Aileen. Every day is love day daw.
Parang bumili lang siya ng flowers. Tapos nag-ito naman siya dinner dito sa bahay. So we celebrated Valentine's Day with the family. Pero ayun nga, naalala ko tuloy, may utang siyang date sa akin.
Pinaalala mo dahil.
Ayun na, naalala. Sorry, kay sir, no? Kung napaalala pa, may utang pa pala. Pero ito ba yung ganyan? Kasi minsan tumatakas kayo, sabi niyo meron kayong like sariling date nyo or ganyan. Pero may rules ba in a way na para weekends, may araw na o may oras lang na I will not touch work. It's for the kids. May ganun ba?
Yes,
kasi yung iba, mas okay.
may ganun pong rule, hindi lang sa aming dalawa, but for myself as well, na parang kapag weekend, dapat priority yung family. Mm-hmm. Kaya kapag po, ngayon, mamaya after nitong interview natin, ilalabas namin yung mga kids. Simple lang, like having breakfast outside, tapos ano, magpa-park, ganyan. And then after that, saka namin i-face naman yung ibang mga ganap, yung mga pag-visit sa store, mga ganun po. So, may priority kami, dapat pag weekend, magsisimba, ganyan, or lalabas with the kids, ganun. Ina-anticipate naman na yun ng mga kids kasi ginawa namin siyang routine, parang ganun, para alam nila na hindi kami nawawala ng oras sa kanila.
That's good. And ito, huling tanong for this gap, Miss Aileen, how do you handle yung lahat ng mga ginagawa mo, tatlong beautiful kids, asawa ka pa, negosyante, engineer, how do you juggle all of them?
Ano po, mahirap na tanong yan. Kasi even myself, I can say na na-master ko yung time management ba yun.
That's good.
I think yun yung number one, I think for myself, yun yung number one na ano ko, ano ba yun, yung strength ko. Na makakasin ko yung time ko. Parang wala kang idle time po sa akin. So, I do what I do. Yung whatever I can do on that moment, I do it. Parang ganun po yung rule ko sa buhay ko. Mm-hmm. Na kung magagawa ko siya on this moment, gagawin ko siya. Like, for example, sasagot ng mga inquiries, ganyan. Kung ano yung kaya kong gawin on that moment, gagawin ko siya. Pag hindi ko nagawa, okay lang. Ayoko magpaka-stress. Ang sasabihin ko sa sarili ko, magagawa ko naman yan bukas. Parang yun yung naging rule ko sa life ko na I juggle all of them. Kung ano lang yung kaya ng katawan ko, kung ano yung kaya ng isip ko, gagawin ko siya within the day. If I don't do it, I'll do it the following day. Kasi, diba, hindi mo naman pwedeng i-push harder yung sarili mo na yung limits mo naman kailangan mo tingnan. Otherwise, magkakasakit ka. Kaya I just do what I can do on the day, then I'll just do the others tomorrow. Parang ganun po yung naging rule ko sa ano ko. Yung mindset ko, ganun na po ngayon. Ganun po yung mindset ko. I think that will apply to like many people na nagmumultitask. Mm-hmm. Yung parang huwag nilang masyado stress yung sarili nila, baka magkasakit sila. So ako, pag inaantok na ako, hindi ko na ipipilit yung sarili ko. I sleep 8 hours a day.
Ito na ba yung definition mo ng success after all these years? And andyan na ba yung fulfillment na sinasabi nila? Ano pong nararamdaman nyo ngayon?
Actually po, hindi. I'm not at that level yet. Think so. Many people believe na successful na ako, but I never thought of that. Even I always think na I'm just starting, kasi I think that's a good mindset for me. Na if you think na you're just starting and you're just aiming for that goal, I think it will motivate you more. For me, hindi pa ako successful, hindi pa ako fulfilled sa mga gusto kong mangyari, kasi first and foremost I haven't got that goal yet. My goal naman kasi ako sa buhay, and my goal is like, kaya ko ginagawa lahat is for my family. I wanted to have an early retirement, spend more time with my kids. Yung darating yung point na housewife na lang ako, yung mga ganong level ba. Ganon yung mga goal ko sa buhay. Yung parang gusto ko, ako na yung susundo sa school, ganyan. Ako yung magtuturo sa kanila gabi-gabi, mga lesson, ganyan. I don't need to think about like, gusto ko magkaroon ng team na magmamanage na ng businesses ko. Ganon po yung goal. So at the moment, dahil po ako yung parang backbone ng aking mga businesses, so I don't feel na fulfilled na ako, parang ganon. So I don't settle. First and foremost, yun yung aking sinabi sa sarili ko na you don't need to settle for something. You need to like grow every day. Parang yun yung ano ko sa sarili ko, na hindi ka pwedeng maging kampante na fulfilled ka na, successful ka na ngayon, so wala ka nang gagawin bukas, mga ganon. So ako is, every day is a challenge, every day is like an opportunity to grow.
Wow. Big words.
Very well said. Ganda nun, ha? Sana nagsusulat po kayo, nagtitake down ng notes.
Ako nagtitake down notes ako. Ayan, sabi ko dito, you have to grow every day, take note, and huwag kang magpakampante, Claudette.
Ganda, magandang paalala. Uh-huh. Thank you. Ito, tanong din namin, yung pag-handle nyo po naman ng yung work-life balance, medyo nabanggit nyo na kanina eh, di ba? Pero, parang message nyo sa mga nasa same situation na, oy, mother ako, or busy ako with work and all that, pero meron din akong family or love life.
Mm-hmm.
Sabihin sa mga nakikinig ngayon, lalo sa mga kababaihan.
Mm-hmm. So, yung para sa akin, personal experience kasi, kaya I can just tell it to everybody. Parang for me, treat every day as if it's your last day. Parang ganun ba? So, everything you do in life, do it your best. Give your best. Like, for example, sa work mo, if it's your last day, edi ibigay mo na lahat, di ba? Yun yung everyday na ginagawa ko. So, do your work properly, be competitive, kasi nga, hindi naman, ano, dapat maging competitive ka dun sa work mo. And then, sa business naman, pagka may challenges, dapat you'll be able to recover. You'll be able to quickly think how to resolve that issue. Then being resilient, like for example, pandemic, anong gagawin mo to be outside your comfort zone? So ano pa yung pwede mong improve sa business mo para hindi ka maapektuhan ng pandemic? Like for example, I launched many like mga pakulo for the business, ganyan, mga online, mga website, ganyan. So you should be creative in your business. Tapos sa ano naman sa family, if you love them yesterday, love them more today. Parang ganun yung ano ko eh, yung parang wow. Yun nga, live your life to the fullest. If you love your kids yesterday, show them more love today. And so your husband, ganun din, show him more love. Parang everyday, di ba, nag-i-improve ka na I love him yesterday, today mag-i-improve ulit yung love ko sa kanya. Parang ganun, give yourself chance na mag-grow. And yung sa sarili mo naman, ano, dapat meron kang laging me time.
Ayun, yun yung gusto ko itanong. Meron ka pa bang time mag-me time bago tayo magtapos, Miss Aileen? At ano yung ginagawa mo para i-treat yung sarili mo?
Yeah, so for example, yesterday lang po, ayan, nagpa-massage ako, full body massage, kasi I think I need it. So, twice a month, yun, nagpapa-massage ako, ganyan. May mga retail therapy din in between. Yung mga, kung kunwari, feeling mo pagod ka, nabibili ako ng mga ano small item for myself just to reward myself. Don't ever forget to reward yourself in everything. So you can do that in like yun nga mag-me time ka or mag-retail therapy ka, buy something for yourself para naman makita mo yung pinaghirapan mo, mga ganun po. So yeah. I think that's a perfect way na yun nga work-life balance.
Love down under. Love down under. Love down under.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.